This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, Bliss Lovers. It's Rebecca Davison here, intuitive coach and mentor. Welcome, welcome to the Find Your Bliss show. Today we are talking about intuitive abundance and what does it take to recode yourself for financial success. So just a small topic today to talk about. I'm excited to be here in the studio with you for having you tune in. I am hugely passionate about people achieving their full potential, being the people who are wanting to be the leaders of their life and wanting to use all their resources available to them to really activate the power that is within them to create a life that you love. And that looks different for everybody. However, and also your relationship in regards to starting to communicate with the divine, starting to communicate with these higher frequencies, starting to be in the space where you're creating more awareness for yourself, that is very personal, right? It is a personal journey. Excuse me. What you believe in, what you invest your time, attention, focus, and energy in is always going to be very personal. Like, your belief system is personal. However, what I'm here to do is to help you look at it and evaluate it and question it and monitor it and go, is this working for me? Is your relationship with the divine working for you? And the reason that I'm really passionate about that is because I'm the person who has struggled with it myself. You know, once upon a time in my life and my reality, I was doing a job that I didn't love. I was having incredibly codependent and toxic relationships, bless all the people involved. I was drinking too much, right? I used to smoke cigarettes. You know, yuck. I look back on that now and just go, oh, that's so disgusting. But, and again, staying out of judgment, but it's not a nice thing to do to your body, right? But again, drinking too much. I definitely was running the energy of addiction. And I've had to look at that within myself, right? I've had to look at that and go, why am I choosing this? What is it that I'm running away from? What is it that I'm avoiding? What is it that I'm not prepared to look at? And I appreciate that when we start asking those questions, it can be really confronting and it can feel like hard work. But if you are in that process at the moment, I want to encourage you to continue. Be the person who's prepared to ask questions. Be the person who's prepared to activate the power within you to create a life that you love. The effort is worth it. And I believe that I'm living proof of that from my own life experience. And I would, you know, if you're in pain at the moment, please keep going. Please keep on tuning in. You know, getting clear means sitting down and getting past your story. You know, there is always truth there. Excuse me. I had a coffee this morning, which probably isn't a good idea. I muscle tested this just before too, right? That dairy, I'm not allergic to dairy, but I know it does cause inflammation in my body. And I still went ahead and had a coffee, right? I'm only human. So coming back to, right, if you're going through a painful time at the moment, please keep on going. Please keep on being the person who's prepared to get still and grounded and clear your story and move beyond that to a greater sense of truth. Right, that is what is waiting for you. And this is definitely how we can start co-creating with the divine, recoding our energetic field to be able to create financial abundance. You know, and there are a couple of things that people have big charges on when it comes to doing energy work. People will often come and see me for love, you know, what's happening in their body in regards to whether they're experiencing pain, but also in regards to feeling good in their body, right? Because of course your body is the densest part of your energy field. But of course, another one, a big one, is money, because money impacts our sense of security, our sense of survival. You know, we often identify our own value with how much money we have, which is ridiculous, right? But that's what we do on the third dimensional level, like the personal level, personality level is, or the level of the ego, which is, if I don't have enough money, I'm going to die. Or if I don't have enough money, I'm going to have limited choices. Now, this is what a powerful person does in response to money. A, they do not give their power away to it. Okay, so they do not give their power away to money. So what happens is, if you're saying things to yourself like, I can't afford it, you know, every time you say something like that to yourself, you are programming your subconscious. I can't afford it, I can't afford it, I can't afford it, I can't afford it. And then what happens is your subconscious will go out there and look for confirmation that you can't afford it. So, it is in your highest and best interest to start creating space in the first instance. Because you know when you have a thought process, often you can't differentiate between yourself and the thought. So to even start recognizing that you are not your thoughts, right? Your thoughts are not even necessarily true, right? And being able to identify that, it creates a little bit of space. You almost become like the observer, right? The observer of your own thought process. And this takes a little bit of effort. It takes a little bit of concentration. It takes a little bit of being prepared to be the observer of what it is that you're saying and to start questioning it and to say, is what I'm even thinking right now true? Now, there's particular ways that you can do this. And I am actually doing a wee mini challenge on this next week in the Intuitive Life Academy. So if you're interested in joining that to learn what it takes to actually start identifying your thoughts differently in a different way, I'd encourage you to go to facebook.com. Search for the Intuitive Life Academy, click on groups and join the Intuitive Life Academy group. It's totally free. It's basically a community to support you to raise your vibration and increase your awareness, you know, to step into being the leader of your own life. And this mini challenge, I'm going to go through every day. I'm going to send out a video in regards to what you can do to actually increase your raise your vibration and increase your intuitive abundance, right? To be in that space where you're going, I'm going to use my intuition to help me to create more abundance, because your intuition goes beyond the rational mind. And when you go beyond the rational mind, you're opening yourself up to so much more possibility. So much more is available to you. Because if you think about it, when you're looking at the world, you're only perceiving a certain level of light. There is so much more light in the world, but we don't necessarily perceive it through our physical eye. What we are doing when we go into this intuitive space is we're starting to access all that other light. And that other light has information in it and it has energy in it. And that energy can be used to our advantage to upgrade our own energy field, to bring in the frequencies of energy that we want to live in. So we get to feel good in our body. We get to feel more expanded. We get to change our thoughts. Our thoughts then, of course, create a feeling, which creates a sensation in our body and whether we feel good about our experience on life or not. So really, if you want to become the master of your own mind and your own body and your own energy, you're going to start developing your intuition. Now, why do we want to do money intuitively? Well, first and foremost, let's look at money. Like if you guys don't know, I worked in banking for 13 years and I had some really interesting experiences of how probably what I would actually say is the darker side of money, in the respect of people feeling shamed or guilt. I remember one circumstance where I had a couple that were breaking up and he was furious and she was just crying and crying and crying. And then bringing this energy into a banking environment, it was intense. I was just like, oh man, this is not cool. I actually had to ask him to go out of the office so we could open up bank accounts just for her and her name only. And then she went out and sat down and he came back and did the same. But it just amazed me how emotive money is for people, i.e. emotional. Like it just brought out such intense feelings for people. you know, especially around the time of the earthquakes, bless everybody who was affected by those, but people were losing their shizzle a bit, right? What would happen is maybe there would be an aftershock, and then maybe they would speak to their insurance company, and then maybe they'd speak to their solicitor, or maybe they'd speak to somebody else, like their insurance company, or, you know, I don't know who else was ever involved, an engineer or something like that. Anyway, they would ring the bank, and often if people were feeling out of control, emotional, scared, frightened, then the money almost became like a conduit to just spew forth all their frustration. I remember one day a gentleman calling up, and he was like, "You're the fourth person I've called today," and he just went into a rage because I wasn't able to provide him with the information that he wanted, because we, of course, at the bank, to be fair, were adjusting pretty quickly to what was happening and having credit policy being changed moment by moment. So doing the best that we could as well. And this gentleman, just went off at me, and I knew I had to stop talking, actually, because I knew I was going to start swearing at him. And, you know, you can't do that when you're in customer service, right? So I just stopped talking, which was actually very effective, because I knew, and, you know, what he didn't realize as well is that he's probably the 50th person that I'd spoken to today who had been in a similar kind of energy and space, right? Feeling frightened, feeling scared, feeling upset, feeling like they wanted me to essentially, soothe that wound that they were experiencing. And that was tough work energetically. It was incredibly draining. But also, too, about how money almost becomes this... it just made me very, very aware that people often feel very powerless when it comes to money. So one of the first things to do if you want to activate your ability to create more abundance in your world is take back your power from money, right? Take back your... Everybody seems to think that money has all the power, and money is power. So therefore, if you have the money, you have the power. And if you don't have the money, you don't have any power. That is not true, right? You're an infinite being in a body. When you start tapping into your intuition, that is your true power. It does not come from money. You know, I have manifested big lump sums of money before, and then thinking, stupidly that there was going to be love or fun or joy or bliss in the money, and it's not. It's just money. It's just a piece of paper at the end of the day, which we assign a value to, and anything beyond that, whether it's emotional or otherwise, comes from our own perspective. It comes from our own projection. And you can see this is why it's so important to start assessing what we're even thinking. Because if we're thinking that money is good, then we're assigning a positive value to it. If we think money is bad, then we're assigning a negative value to it. And of course, people are always looking to move towards pleasure and away from pain. So if you're telling yourself that money is bad, guess what? Subconsciously, you're probably pushing it away from yourself, and a really great way to start identifying this is, where do you start judging people who have maybe more money than you do? Maybe you don't judge people who create the same kind of income, but maybe you start judging people who have three times as much income, or you start judging people in regards to how they spend their money, i.e. if they buy a big fancy house or a jet ski or take skiing holidays, or, they want to, they want to go and make cheese in the south of France, whatever it is that turns them on or spins their wheel, and you start going into a space of like, it's not okay for them to do that, right? And you can start experiencing, this is where your intuition can be really helpful, because when you start tapping into this intuitively, you can actually, when you get good at it, and granted it doesn't always happen instantaneously, but when you get good at it, you can actually start feeling where you hold the contraction in your body. And this is why one of the first steps about becoming intuitive is learning to get really good at feeling your feelings and differentiating between a thought, a feeling, and a sensation in your body, right? Because we want to go, okay, well, if I've got some money blocks you know, body, 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 show me where I'm holding that in my body. Maybe it's actually around the heart, because maybe you've been divorced, and maybe as part of your divorce, there was heartbreak and you're associating that to the money, because maybe your separation agreement was really hard, or it was really tough, or you felt like you got screwed over. All right, these are all the associations that we can make. And you think about it, money gets a bad rap. You know, money is the root of all evil, or money is associated with power struggles, or war, or battle, or guns, or the drug wars, or, wars between countries, right? Often we can feel that, money is a motivator in a really negative way. But if we go into that energy and we start looking at it and we start identifying what is it that I actually really do believe, and how can I create some awareness so maybe I can actually start changing my relationship with money? Because there's one thing I know for sure through the law of attraction, people go, okay, what is it to ask and then believe and then receive? In my world, it's ask, believe, take some action, and then receive, right? Because you want to use your intuition to help you, because, you know, nobody gets gifted millions of dollars from just sitting on a rock focusing on it, right? You have to take some action. Even if it's buying a lotto ticket, right, you still have to take some action. All right, so being in that space of going, okay, well, if I'm asking for it, I'm believing it, and I'm, am I open to receiving it? Am I actually in that space of doing it from a conscious place of consciousness? And what is the vibration connected to that? Am I doing it from a place of like, oh, this will be so much fun and joyful and pleasurable and easy? Or am I doing it from a place of fearfulness? You think about it, if we're living on one linear plane, which is one end is fear and the other end is love, are you trying to create money at the moment from a place of fear? And then again, you know, to ask yourself, if I was creating money from a place of love, what would that feel like in my body? You can feel it immediately, right? Like if you're creating money from a place of fear, like I've got to do this job, which is what I used to do, right? Like I have to do this job because I have to pay my bills. And I was really stuck in the energy of feeling paralyzed about it, that I didn't have any choices, or what would I do, you know, if I tried to change my job. You know, I was petrified about that. I really struggled with going, okay, I do actually have the power to change this and create something new. And, you know, it was really through following my intuition that got me to a place where I could leap from the banking world, which you feel into it too, right? Has a certain methodology, a certain mindset, a certain energetic frequency around it, a corporate environment, into jumping into being that free little fishy who's doing it all by themselves, right? A lot of people thought that I was crazy. You know, I probably thought at times that I was crazy too. But again, I had self-belief. I was following my intuition, and your intuition is powerful. You know, on some level, you're being guided at all times. And, you know, you can tell when you're out of alignment with your guidance, because your intuition's going to start knocking, right? It's going to start saying, hey, you know, this isn't really in your best interest. You'll feel the contraction, whether it's emotionally, whether it's maybe on a moral level, whether it's, you know, through lack of enjoyment, your intuition is going to start to turn up the ante. So when it comes to creating this intuitive and financial abundance, really starting to look at the beliefs that you have around money. Do you love money? Is it easy for you to say, I love money? You know, once upon a time, I would say that statement and I would kind of feel ashamed. I would be like, ooh, doesn't that make me a greedy person? Is that true? No, but often too, right? This is where our beliefs come in. If you say to yourself right now, I love money, do you feel guilty? Does that feel like you're being greedy? Does it feel like, oh, I'm not allowed to say that? You know, that's not okay. Or one thing that came up for me quite often was that money was really serious. You know, money was hard and serious and kind of boring, right? There wasn't a lot of fun in money. I had to bring more fun into money. I had to have to make it more enjoyable. Another thing that came up for me was you had to work hard to make money, right? That it was a grind. excuse me, and I recognise that the reason I thought that is because my pattern previously, when I moved out of banking and into coaching, my pattern previously was that I had always been stressed to make money. So literally what I did when I went into my coaching practice is I took all the stress with me and I put all this pressure on myself. And then I was like, this sucks. Why am I doing this to myself? And I had to clear my own energy and go, I did not move into being self-employed to create this level of stress for myself. So I cleared it, right? And what happens when you do an energetic clearing is you literally don't feel the angst. You don't feel the feelings in your body anymore. It's like you've literally pulled the book out of the stack in your library or in your bookcase and it's gone. Right? It's just a kind of openness, a spaciousness. And of course, this is so important in regards to increasing our vibration and raising our frequency because we want to be as expanded as possible. So I want you to check in right now and kind of ask yourself, if I was checking in with my own energy field, how expanded do I feel like it is right now? You know, where is the edge of my energy field? Is it 3 feet in front of me? Is it 6 feet? Is it 30 feet? Like, how expanded is your energy? Why do you want to ask yourself this question? Because the people who have the most expanded energy field are the ones who are really good at receiving. Right, you think about it. When Madonna walks on stage, she's not going, oh, don't look at me, right? Her energy is expanded to be able to fill up the stadium. Right, she is in the frequency of giving and receiving, just like any pop star, right? They're running their energy as a frequency. That's why they have so many fans. You know, maybe even looking at, you know, somebody like Taylor Swift, who quite genuinely and easily says, you know, I love you guys so much, right? She genuinely means that. She's putting their energy out into the crowd. People are loving her back. She's able to receive that back at that big level. And that doesn't mean that you have to be a pop star, right? It just means if you're looking at energy and vibration and frequency, that's interesting to note. So then the question becomes, what can I do in regards to increasing my energetic vibration, which will help me, like asking the question intuitively, if I expand my energetic vibration, is it going to make it easier for me to manifest what I want consciously? Yes or no, right? Is it going to make it easier to be in this world, to be in my body? Yes or no, right? And if you're not getting a yes, then you will want to be asking yourself why, what limiting belief is holding me back from having that experience? Because I have seen it time and 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 time again, where people, if they are aware of the energy, they can manifest instantaneously, right? If they know what is up with themselves and they can shift the energy, they can literally create their own reality. You know, we're talking about effortless manifestation. We're talking about thinking about it and then having it show up in your reality. We're talking about, and again, right? And it's maybe going to be different for different areas of your life. You know, one area of my life that has been more difficult than others, clear and transmute, right, has been my love life, right, relationships. And again, everything is a relationship though, right? But I have a great relationship with money. Some of my love relationships have taken more time, energy, and effort because I've had to look at other things, right? Like whether that's been rejection or abandonment or feeling hurt or feeling even just confused, right? And again, because money is an inanimate object as such, it's probably easier for me in that respect. And it's different for everybody, right? Everybody's going to have, maybe some people have got a great relationship with money already. Most people I know though have money blocks, right? Most people, because we don't get taught this at school, right? We don't get taught about our emotional relationship to money at school. We don't get taught how important your emotions are. We don't get taught how to even identify them, let alone feel them. And we don't really get taught about how we're an oscillating field of energy. So therefore, what you're thinking and feeling is really important. And how 80% of what is happening on your outside is a direct reflection of what is happening for you internally. And there's so many different elements, right, in regards to clearing a money block, right? Sometimes just having an awareness that you have limiting beliefs around it can be a real eye opener. You know, I've seen all sorts of things where, you know, maybe there's hurt in this lifetime that needs to be released to be able to make it free and clear for more money to come into your world. I've seen things where people have been, they've had a past life energy that has impacted how money is showing up in this lifetime, right? In regards to maybe they've had a bad experience with money and that's kind of following through into this lifetime. I've seen pattern repeats from family members, right? Like maybe an uncle or dad has been bankrupt. And then what happens is if that person is wanting to be like their parent and their pattern imprinting, they go ahead and end up creating bankruptcy for themselves. And I know, right? This sounds mind-boggling, but it is absolutely real and it absolutely happens. And this is kind of how energy works. But this is the beautiful thing. Once we start bringing our conscious awareness to what is happening in the energy and start identifying these things, we can shift it, right? We can shift it and we can change it and we can bring in the highest possible frequencies. We can recode our energy field so we are running the energetic frequency of abundance. So again, if you want to be part of the Wee Mini Challenge that I'm doing next week, I would encourage you to sign up for that. Again, just go to Facebook or you can go to my website and go to rebeccadavison.life and sign up for that. I'll be sending some information out about it. Join my email list. But again, if you want to be involved in the challenge and you're on Facebook already, just search for the Intuitive Life Academy. Every day I'm going to be sending out a video in regards to what you can do to increase your vibration and therefore become really good at manifesting. You know, manifesting is just really a fancy word for consciously creating your reality, right? It is about, because you're already manifesting, but you have to ask yourself, do I like what I'm manifesting? Is there an easier way to do this? If I was applying energy to this, would it be easier or quicker or faster to get results? Absolutely. You know, when we try and do things from the rational mind, it can feel slow, right? It can feel heavy. And I want you to try this on for a second. Your intuition is way faster than a thought process. You know, your intuition is the speed of light. A thought process is way slower than your intuition. Your intuition is the knowledge and wisdom that is already there, right? It is already there. It's about you learning how to remember it and activate it and be present to it and learn how to trust it beyond the rational mind. And of course, that's not easy, right? Especially if we've grown up our whole lives listening to our rational mind and its rants and its stories and its stupid stories and its silly ideas. And, you know, sometimes when people come see me, right, and they'll be, you know, they'll be telling me their story and they will be wanting me to invest in their story. And their story is nothing but what has occurred and their perception and meaning that they give to what has occurred. It is not necessarily the truth. And we do this to ourselves all the time. You know, becoming more intuitive is very much a process of accountability to be able to go, is what I'm even telling myself the truth? Is that really what happened? You know, like I think it was Anais Nin who said, we don't see the world as it is, we see the world as we are, right? Because we're looking at it through our own perspective. All the things that we have given power to, all the judgments that we have made, all the filters that we have, all the behaviors that we demonstrate, all the patterns that we play out. And if you're anything like me, I've always been really curious about that kind of stuff. Like, why do people do things the way they do things? Like, what motivates somebody to behave in a certain way, especially if it doesn't seem very kind or loving? You know, what is going on for that person that they're doing that? I've always been curious about that. You know, I remember at school somebody saying to me, curiosity killed the cat. And it was funny because I don't know if she realized this, but there's another part to that saying, which is satisfaction brought it back. You know, I've always been curious. I've always wanted to know, kind of peeking behind the curtain of the universe. Right, going, how does that work? You know, how does it, and also how can we kind of apply energy techniques to our life so we're living in beautiful frequencies of energy and we're experiencing a lot of bliss, a lot of joy, And I know what happens when people start talking about those kind of things. A lot of people tune out because they're like, I don't know what bliss feels like in my body. So I have no idea what you're talking about. And I get it because I used to live like that, right? I lived in my head. I wasn't in the space of asking myself and going, wow, my limiting beliefs around money are trapping me into a job that I don't like. You know, that is confronting. That is kind of like going, I have given my power away to this institution and I am putting myself in a place where I have literally paralyzed myself because I am so fearful that I will not be able to create money doing something else. Whoa, you know, you can feel it, right? That is heavy energy. And when you're in that space, it can feel frightening and overwhelming and even despair, you know, grief, right? That you feel so incapacitated. However, one of the beautiful things to realize is, you know, looking back on that situation, if I was back there now, what I would say to myself is, well, you created this situation in the first place. Right, you were the person who had enough nous to respond to the ad in the newspaper and go see somebody and have an interview and get the job at the bank in the first place. Right, but you maybe have allowed yourself to believe certain things about working there or staying there or doing your life that are limiting you. That maybe, you know, one thing I realized about that was it wasn't in alignment, right? I was not in alignment with what I was endeavoring to create. It wasn't a match for me, right? One of my, as I've always talked about, one of my top values is freedom, and it wasn't in alignment with my value for freedom. You know, I didn't get to go traveling for 2 or 3 weeks if I wanted to. I didn't get to wake up at 6, or, well, I could, but, you know, or wake up at 8 if I wanted to. Right? Again, having that freedom is, and I still get such a huge kick out of it, right? I still get a massive kick out of the fact that my time is my own. So again, asking yourself when it comes to creating intuitive abundance for yourself, one of the really important things to start doing is to start identifying how it is that you want to feel. Because when we want money, what we are really looking for is a feeling. Right. So if you got a whole bunch of money, what is the feeling that you are hoping that the money will bring you? Very, very valuable lesson, right? What is the feeling that you are hoping that the money will bring you? Is it happiness? Is it peace? Is it a sense of calm? Is it that relaxation that everything's going to be taken care of? Is it a sense of safety? You know, this can be very illuminating when we actually start going, what I really want is a feeling. And what is stopping me from feeling that feeling at the moment is my own thought process. Again, accountability. And this is the amazing thing. And this is often what can be so difficult for people, right? Because they go, but what I want isn't here. So I can't feel that way until it turns up. This is one of the secrets to manifesting, right? Is feel that way that you want to feel now, and it's a win-win, right? Because you get to feel the way that you want to feel, and then you get to be in that as you're feeling that way, you're actually creating what it is that you want to manifest. And this is not easy for humans to do. You know, this is, and again, right, we have limitations. Well, nobody is going to feel amazing all the time. Things happen in life. But I tell you again, what happens is when you develop your intuition, your ability to feel good increases exponentially. You know, once upon a time in my life, it was a good day was a good day, i.e. most of the time I did not feel good. I did not feel happy. And there were other things contributing to that too, right? Like I said, the smoking and the drinking probably didn't help. Probably because of those things, I wasn't choosing the best foods for myself. And again, of course, those things are going to contribute on a physical level, but I'm talking about in your heart and in your soul, right? Like knowing that there was more. I remember having that conversation on the phone with my mum once, right? And I said to my mum, I want to live a big life, mum. And, you know, the universe hears you when you see it say stuff like that. You know, that was a very strong intention that I have. And now I live in reality that is so far removed from what I experienced in banking. It still amazes me. But again, what does it take to be the person who's going to choose to activate this for yourself? And again, that's what the Intuitive Life Academy is all about, is helping you to learn what it takes to integrate this energy and embody it within yourself so you can actually wake up in the morning and going, I am living my best life. I am loving what I'm doing. This is amazing. This is joyful. This is blissful to me. I love that I get to choose this. I love that I get to experience this. I love that I get to move my body in this way. Right, being the person who's prepared to do that. So let's come back to intuitive abundance. Again, how do you want to feel? And what would it take to create that feeling in your body now? And this again is where the mind will step in and try and stop you every part of the way. Because your mind, when you start moving from your ego into your spirit, your ego will rally and rally hard. It'll be like, what are you doing? This is crazy. You know, you're really making this stuff up. Other people will think that you're crazy. You're being a weirdo. What are you doing? Because you're shifting the power dynamic from your head, from your thoughts, from your brain into something bigger. You're giving away, right? Resistance, you're giving power to your infinite self, and that is always responded in kind. You know, I've seen so many miracles occur when people shift their focus into their limitless self. I've literally seen people manifest money out of thin air. I've seen people who have been infertile get pregnant. I've seen people recover from massive trauma. I've seen, I had a woman I worked with a wee while ago who was experiencing quite intense pain in her body, literally just through conscious awareness, help her to shift that out of her body. I've seen people who, you know, have recurring health issues, have those issues just disappear when they start activating these frequencies of energy. You know, source energy, high frequency energy, love vibration. And you think about it from the universe's perspective, do you think the universe lives in a space of like, oh, I'm worried about money? No, not really, right? The universe is limitless. It is constantly expanding. So it doesn't know anything of not having money or having, and again, I can feel people like, again, people will be going into their personality in response to this, right? They'll be going, what about all those people who are starving in Africa? All those people who are starving in Africa also have access to their own intuition, right? Nobody is better or worse than anybody else. Everybody has a soul and a spirit. So everybody is on an equal level. And this is what we mean when we say that we're all one. We are all connected through our souls. We are all one energy. We are one mind, essentially one consciousness. So I don't have better or worse advantages than you, because you still have access to your intuition. You can still go internally and start asking questions and going, okay, what's it going to take for me? And often people who have had really difficult childhoods come out having transcended that energy. Right, having shown up, having asked themselves some questions, having made themselves feel a little uncomfortable, they have transcended it and they have gone into massive success. And often what will happen, right, is they will attribute their crappy childhood to their present day financial and otherwise success. Right, so there is no obstacle that you cannot overcome through the power of your intuition. Wayne Dyer used to say, with every problem, there's a spiritual solution, right? Which is why we need to go inwards. We need to meditate. We need to get quiet. We need to come into stillness. We need to learn what it takes to start asking questions of our intuition, to get answers, to go, okay, what is holding this person back? This is what I've been doing with my coach trainees at the moment, right? To read each other's energy and go, I'm feeling stuck, or I'm feeling like I can't move forward, or I keep on having this repetitive thought process that I can't seem to break free of. You know, can somebody please read my energy and tell me what's up with me and help me to move beyond it, right? By literally clearing it out of your system. You know, do you think that would be advantageous to be able to learn how to do that? to actually be able to go, I'm going to go beyond my rational mind. I'm going to go into my intuition, that part of me that knows more than my rational mind. I'm going to start asking it questions so I can gain more clarity in my life. Do you think it's possible that that could contribute to you feeling better in your body? Right, if that's something of interest to you, please come join the Intuitive Life Academy. Right, please be the person who's going to be proactive and going to go, yeah, I'm going to make it happen for me. I'm going to be the person who figures out how to master myself, how to master all of myself, right? How to master the parts of me that I don't always necessarily pay attention to. Because your intuition's always there, always waiting, always trying to guide you on the right path. But again, we have free will. So you can guarantee, right? My intuition was always trying to get my attention when I was doing the drinking, the smoking, all that kind of excess kind of stuff. It was always trying to get my attention. I was getting my attention through a low vibration. I was getting my attention through pain. I was getting my attention through being out of alignment. That's how it was getting my attention. You know, it was getting my attention to say, you know, is this really what you want to be choosing for yourself? Because it doesn't feel good. And that's the beautiful thing about your feelings, is when you feel good, you know you're in alignment. When you don't feel good, something is out of alignment. There is either feeling good or dissonance. And most people spend most of their time living in dissonance. You know, if you're not feeling amazing, you're in dissonance on some level. It might be physical, right? But there's still dissonance. It might be because you're tired. That is still being in a state of out of alignment, right? Because you're not in the state of like, oh, I'm feeling good. My life is good. Everything's going well. And again, this is a process we have to learn in the first instance, how to think, how to be able to monitor and identify our thoughts, because our thoughts create a chemical reaction, which creates a feeling in the body. And then we end up going, oh, I don't feel good in my body. You know, it really pays to go, what thoughts have I been having that have contributed to this feeling that I'm having in my body? And I get it. It's not always easy. This is why we need support to be able to help each other. But if you want to feel abundant, what does that feel like in your body? How can you start using your conscious awareness and your rational mind to start asking the questions of your intuition to go, okay, energetically, show me what it's like to feel abundance in my body? Now, of course, what happens, we could ask this question, but we're not going to feel it in our body because we've got too many limiting beliefs stuck in our body, right? We've got too many limiting beliefs that say, oh, that's not possible. I don't know what that feels like. I've never felt that way. So I'm never going to feel that way. Right, these are the kind of energies that contribute to us not having that experience. Because you've got to think about it too, folks. You know, like there's always somebody else out there having the experience that you wish to have. You know, it doesn't take far to go to social media and you'll be able to see other people having the life that you want to experience, right? And does it create a feeling of contraction within you? You know, jealousy. Ooh. Loveless topic. Jealousy is showing you your own potential. Jealousy is showing you your own potential. So instead of going into contraction about it, what does it take to go back to expansion? So contraction looks like judgment and criticism and jealousy. And expansion looks like, oh my goodness, that is amazing. I'm so happy for you. I wish you more, right? If you see somebody driving a Lamborghini and it's like, instead of going into like, ugh, hate you, you go into, I wish you 5 more Lamborghinis, right? Because when you bless somebody else, you are blessing yourself. Because going back to that universal law, we are all connected. We are all of the one mind. So if you want to experience pain, separation, disconnect, stay stuck with jealousy. Jealousy is going to help you to feel all those things. It's really, really good at it. Right? It's really good at saying, you're not good enough. Again, is that a high value thought process? Is that a high frequency thought process? No. And this is often the really hard thing for people. I've seen people do this all the time as they argue for their limitations, right? They go, but you don't know what's happened to me, right? You have no idea what I've been through. That is your ego. Right? I have been guilty of doing it myself. Right? You don't know what my story is. If it's not happening right now in this moment, it is just a story. It is the past. It is not here anymore. Your story is your evaluation and your emotional slant on how it's impacted you. It's not necessarily the truth. You know, say you've split up with your partner or your ex or whoever it is. That's all that happened, right? How you feel about it is a completely different story. Your job is to pick out what you are responsible for, to do the energetic housework and clean it up so you, both of you are free and clear. Right? And this is why people don't understand how important forgiveness is to abundance. Because if you think about your life like a flow of energy, unforgiveness is like a big kink in your flow. Right? And people go along going, oh, you know, I'm living my life and I'm doing what I'm doing, but it's just not coming together for me. I'm not really feeling like, you know, everything's coming together the way that I want. Right? That's a good thing to ask yourself. Is there somebody in your world who needs your forgiveness? And please, people, forgiveness does not come from your mind. People often just go, oh, yeah, I've forgiven that person. And I'm like, I'm checking in with the energy and I'm like, well, they're so totally in their head about that. There's no way that they could have forgiven that person. Forgiveness comes from your heart space. Because you look at the word forgiving. It is forgiving to yourself and to the other person. You are going to give love, right? You're going to give, you're going to extend love to that person. And this is the number one thing that hurts people in relationships. When you break up with somebody, what often happens is people in their brain, they go, I have to stop loving that person. That is what causes so much pain. And this is a very important distinction to make. There is a huge difference between love and attachment, right? Attachment is not love. Love is the ability to extend love, positive vibrations, good feelings, blessings to another person without expecting anything in return. And I get it, it can be confusing, right? Because our ego likes to get in there and go, that's not love. You know, love is when the other person, you know, gives love back. And this is often where we have to learn what unconditional love is. Unconditional love is means that you love unconditionally. There is no condition, there is no expectation, there's no requirements, there's nothing, that you just love. Right? And we're, but this is the thing, right? We have to learn as a human that yes, you can love somebody, but also too, maybe we need to be the gatekeeper of our own energy. We need to be the one who's monitoring what is in our energetic field. So you don't want to love from a place of despair or longing or wishing or desiring or hoping that that person's going to come back to you, right? You want to love and go, I extend love to you freely. However, I'm still going to make choices in my life that serve me. Because often what happens for people when it comes to forgiveness is people will go, oh, does that person have to come back into my life? The answer is no. You still have free will, right? You can still forgive somebody and not have to see them. So if there's somebody in your world that you need to forgive, again, please come join the Intuitive Life Academy. In the next couple of weeks, I will be launching my Intuitive Abundance program. Forgiveness is going to be part of that. So if there's somebody that you need to forgive, and I know, right? Who would have thought that forgiveness is important when it comes to your financial abundance? Right? Even forgiving money is important sometimes, right? If you've had a situation where, you know, you wanted a pony when you were little, right? You never got one because your parents said, I can't afford it. And you ended up hating money because it wasn't there for you when you needed it. And believe you me, I have definitely seen that, where people have felt bitterly disappointed because the money hasn't been there. And therefore they end up going, I don't trust money because it doesn't show up for me when I really need it. Right? Does that contribute to a healthy, positive relationship with money? No. So looking at all these different aspects when it comes to creating intuitive abundance in your money and your experience of abundance. And abundance is so much more than just money, right? Nature is perfectly abundant. That's why we always feel good when we spend time outside. where else do you wish to experience abundance in your life? Like, abundance looks like an abundance of love, right? It looks like an abundance of feel-good energy. It looks like an abundance of connection with the divine, of feeling inspiration in our bodies, of feeling that life is a gift, right? If you're not experiencing those kind of experiences, then what is holding you back from tuning into that? Like a dial on the radio station, right? 96.9 FM. What does it take to be in that space where you're going, I'm choosing to dial myself into the energy of abundance every single day? And we all know this. It's not rocket science. If you've done any form of personal development, you will know that gratitude is one of the fastest ways to get yourself into that space of abundance. But, you know, sometimes gratitude can be hard, right? And again, clear and transmute that. But what I'm saying is, if you've experienced a lot of heartbreak, or if you've had a lot of circumstances in your life that have, it is not necessarily easy to feel grateful for those when you first start practicing gratitude. You know, when I first started doing gratitude, and it was one of the very first things that I did actually in regards to my path, as I started writing out every day what I was grateful for. I actually went and did it online. It was one of the first things that Mindvalley did. Well, it was Finer Minds back then, but they did a gratitude log, right, where you would go in each day and you would list things that you were grateful for, kind of like in a community forum. It was outside of Facebook. It wasn't on Facebook. It was in a different application, but you would go in and you, and again, it puts you in that place of focus, focusing on where you want to go. And you can see these elements combined when you start, you know, making small incremental changes and doing it consistently and making a commitment to doing it consistently, like committing to yourself, you know, that can change the trajectory of your life. You know, even if you make a small change, you think about it, if it's a train track, you make a small, like a move at the train track an inch, you're going to end up over time in a completely different destination. So really starting to be in that space of like, okay, well, how can I practice more gratitude in my life? And if it's not easy for you, how do you so hold yourself in the energy of accountability? That's why we do it in the Intuitive Life Academy, right? Every Thursday, it is Thankful Thursday. And every Thursday, I'm asking people, what are you grateful for? Why? Because you know what's really cool is A, it focuses your attention on what it is that you're grateful for. And B, it's really cool to see what other people are grateful for, because when you do that, you go, oh, I'm grateful for that too. So it's great to have that as a community and a forum. One thing that I do, which I've really enjoyed, I only just started doing it last year, but if you haven't heard me talk about this before, I'd encourage you to do this because it's so much fun. You know, what are we up to? It is, hold on a second. It's the, you know, it's early January, right? So, I think in my jar, I've got probably half a dozen things already, you know, and just thinking about where we're at, right? In a short period of time, in 3 weeks, I've got half a dozen things in my jar already that I'm grateful for. So what it is, it's just a jar that I got from the warehouse, and I've put a post-it note on the front of it saying things that I'm grateful for in 2019. And it's so much fun, right, to just grab a post-it note and write down when you've had a cool day or cool experience or something fun has happened, and then you pop it in the jar and it's like, oh, I'm so grateful for having had that experience. And then, you know, throughout the year, you can pull a whole bunch out. If you're having a low day, you can pull some stuff out and go, oh, that's right, I remember that experience. And what it does is it floods your body with the energy and the chemicals of that feeling, and it helps increase your vibe. You know, it helps to make you feel good. So it's an awesome thing to do in regards to focusing your attention on what it is that you want to experience. So just a few things there that we have talked about today. We have talked about, you know, how important your thoughts are in regards to creating financial abundance, looking at your limiting beliefs and how they might be impacting your relationship with money, realizing that your relationship with money is emotional and that is definitely worth addressing. I have seen so many miracles happen for people when they start addressing that specifically. realizing that you have the power, right? You have the power to create an amazing relationship with money. It's worth doing the work and effort around this. You know, I'm very grateful for all the experiences that I have in banking, even though some of them were pretty tough. You know, it's not fun to tell somebody that their loan has been declined because they have bad credit. But I'm grateful for those experiences too, because I learned a huge amount about human nature and about how people respond to money. Talked about forgiveness and how important that is when it comes to your own financial abundance and being in flow. You know, really at the end of the day, folks, it's all about creating a way that you want to feel in your body. And again, gratitude being one of those ways, and finding the things that work for you. I think that is so important when it comes to financial abundance, right? If you have a daily practice, for example, you need to create it the way that it works for you. You know, I've talked a lot about a daily practice, and I will continue to talk a lot about a daily practice, because it's really about you taking control of over your own life and being the person who's prepared to step into that space and go, yep, I'm going to create my life the way that I want. I hope some of this information has been beneficial for you. Again, if you would like to join the mini challenge in regards to how to increase your vibration and create intuitive abundance, then please come and join us in the Intuitive Life Academy. We would love to have you. It's such a great tribe. I love the people in there. And I'm sending you many, many blessings. I'll look forward to connecting with you again next week on the Find Your Bliss radio show. All right, folks, bye for now.